Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Good morning, League.
Hey there, Tara.
Keeping my fingers crossed that this Iran deal falls apart. It's so bad, and that's why they've hid the details of it from us. Very much, ironically, the strategy that Obama took with the JCPOA until the very last minute. It was very secret stuff leaked out, and that was because it was so bad. And I'd be a complete hypocrite. And there's a lot of you who've been with me since Charlotte, okay? You remember stuff I say. You remember stuff I say I've forgotten. And you remind me of it. I would be a complete hypocrite if I sat by and watched Trump basically relaunch the JCPOA, Obama's disastrous deal, and pretended like it was great. Because it's not. Iran, this is a total win for Iran. Donald Trump, Jesse Waters, puts the number of times that Iran has crossed one of his red lines at over 30. Has Iran ever backed down on one of its red lines? No, not once in this negotiation. Hadn't happened. Total win. Total win. And the people winning could be dead any moment. They could be neutralized, but we're negotiating with them for some bizarre reason. So here's what Iran gets, because they said they were, and they said this, a little less than a week ago, coming out of the weekend. They said, look, we're not even going to do a deal with Trump unless he pays us. That got out because the Trump administration was, pretending they weren't going to pay them and saying, no, it's not true. We're never going to do that. But then the tweet, both from the foreign minister and from the head of parliament, saying, no, we're not doing this deal until they pay us. Sorry. They got what they wanted. This was just on Fox. Iran gets temporary sanctions relief to sell oil for 60 days. They've got oil loaded up to the gills, Lee. They've got oil in like tin pots. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? In coffee tins. I mean, because remember, they couldn't sell it, so it's backed up, right?
Yeah.
That was part of our pressure point. Well, what do we get for that? Not a damn thing. Other than Trump could say he's got a deal. That's what it breaks down to. Iran says, we're not going to do anything in the Strait. Well, they said that this whole time during the ceasefire, and they've never stopped firing. 13,000 strikes. So we didn't really get that. It'll be 72 hours before they're firing again in the Strait while they're spending their oil money. Okay. And we know that because we've watched the last 10 weeks. We know what's going to happen. Nothing different. All right. So what else is in here? All Iran agreed to is a framework. That's it. A framework for negotiation. In other words, they agreed to negotiate and we're paying them. Because that's what this is. This is the frozen funds. We know how those frozen funds get spent. We have 20 years of knowing. They ain't going to the Iranian people. They're going to rearm. They're already rearming. They're digging out. We've seen this. We've had to blow up 3 radar facilities in the last week. That's a disaster. So all they have to agree to is a framework for negotiating Iran's enriched uranium stockpile. Well, one of Trump's red lines, you remember, for a deal was, no, they got to give up the stock. They got to give up the stockpile. They got to give up the enriched uranium. You got to let us go in and get it. What do we get? A framework? In other words, they've agreed to have a conversation about Iran's enriched uranium stockpile. So this just broke on Fox just a few minutes ago. I don't know why we're doing this. No clue. And I mean, when you look at who's negotiating this, Lee, this thing started going sideways almost immediately when J.D. Vance got involved. And J.D. Vance and Tucker Carlson are very tight. Tucker Carlson's son works for J.D. Vance. He's on his staff. And now you've got Trump yelling at Netanyahu, everyone hates you. They hate you. That's Tucker Carlson. A guy who, and he should be investigated, has a home now in Qatar. A guy who was arguing yesterday that Iran was heroic for trying to protect Hezbollah in Lebanon. A terror group, designated terror group, United States of America.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Who is Hezbollah? Anybody know? I do.
Yes.
Lebanon used to be a beautiful, peaceful place where Europeans went to vacation. You can't go there now. They'll kill you. Mm-hmm. They made the mistake over 50 years ago, being a kind Christian nation, of taking 50,000 Palestinian refugees.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
They immediately turned around and assassinated their leaders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then they began culling civilians, just massacring families, killing people. Over 100,000 died in the civil war. There's no black and white here. There's no confusion. There's no Israel is bad. We hate Jews. None of it. It's absolute black and white. Now you can't vacation there. You can't go there. That's who Hezbollah is. And Tucker Carlson just said that Iran heroically stood behind Hezbollah. What? So they could kill some more Christians? I mean, I'm at a loss here. Well, that's who J.D. Vance's friend is. Notice something else about what's going on right now. You want to know what's actually going on the inside or get an idea of whether it's good or not? Watch Marco Rubio. See what Marco Rubio was tweeting about yesterday? Our Secretary of State? Cuba. Not Iran. Cuba. What was he doing last week? I mean, these are very consequential negotiations, right? Iran, right? I mean, I changed the Middle East. You think our Secretary of State wants to be president, be right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
He does every other job, right? Not that one, though. Where was he? Armenia. Where? Armenia. Cutting a rare earth minerals deal. That's very important. It's great that we did. It's fantastic, actually. That was really good news. I'm not downplaying it. It was a good deal. Armenia, come on. You could have sent an undersecretary of state to cut that deal. They just had to sign the papers anyway. Where was Rubio? Very, very busy doing non-Iran things. Because he doesn't want to be tied to this. He doesn't want his name tied to this. This is a disaster and he knows it. So I just cling to hope, Lee, that this is some kind of sleight of hand.
Yeah.
And we will be boarding Karg Island promptly, you know, and I hope that's what it is. And I'll come on Monday and say Trump was brilliant. That was great. I'm excited, but I'm losing hope that that's going to happen. And we are leaving in place the people who hunted us like dogs.
And we'll continue to do so.
On our own soil. I've said it again and again. Future Republicans, you leave this regime in place. Future Republicans will have to campaign from bunkers while Democrats in Iran laugh at us. Because they'll kill us. They didn't just go after Trump, remember. They also went after his cabinet. They went after Pompeo. They went after Bolton. They'll do it again. We know what they'll do because we've seen what they've done. They were trying to help Biden by killing Trump. But yeah, like they'll stop if we cut a deal with them. I'm sure they will. You cut this kind of deal? Sanctions relief, and I love how we're calling it sanctions relief. I would rip up the Democrats for that, sanctions relief. No, it's a cash transfer. Those are frozen funds. They get to sell the oil. And folks, keep in mind, they're not even selling the regular amount of oil. They've got so much, like I said, backed up. So the good news here is Iran has a Lee 100% record of walking away from Trump's deals.
Pray they do it again.
Yeah. My fear now is if they get the oil money, they may actually take this deal. And let me tell you what's going to happen. They're just going to get the oil money. That's it. Nothing else will change. It's where we are. And when you look at online, who is turning against, everybody still loves Trump. Okay. We all support him still, right? He's doing a fantastic job domestically. I mean, really great job. I mean, just unbelievable, which we'll get into later. And I covered pretty well yesterday. But when you have Laura Loomer lighting you up yesterday, you have Scott Jennings lighting you up yesterday and agreeing with the panel on CNN that this is basically Barack Obama's JPCOA deal. I mean, here's Scott Jennings yesterday.
We have to internalize that even if they do sign a piece of paper, you know, what's a piece of paper with an Iranian signature worth? Nothing. I mean, so I think.
Oh, it's worth something because they get the cash.
Well, I mean, I agree with the sentiment there and that's the one thing that I have a problem with. It's just like the Chinese. Anything they sign, anything they agree to, it's not going to happen.
No, not worth the paper it's
written on. It's not going to happen on.
No. And the thing that scares me and has for a long time, and General Jack Keane finally said it the other day, using almost my words, I don't think he copied me, I just think we're on the same wavelength, that General Jack Keane was saying retaliation will come. It is guaranteed. They are planning for it now. No deal you sign will change that. Mm-hmm. All you can do is remove the leadership. That's it. That's all you can do. And do the remaining 2 weeks of bombing to take away their ability to come after our troops or however they're going to retaliate. That is it. There is no other way. Nothing you can do and no deal you can sign will stop that retaliation. But I guess we're going to do this the hard way.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.